Some say miracles are just coincidences or tricks of the mind. But after hearing these testimonies from our viewers, you might find it hard to believe they're anything but divine intervention. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's testimonies. Hello everyone. Before we dive into today's testimonies, I just want to take a moment to thank all of you for being part of this wonderful journey. And a special thanks to everyone who shared their incredible stories with us. It's always inspiring to hear how Padre Pio has touched lives in unexpected and powerful ways. Today I have two amazing testimonies from our viewers that show just how much this great saint continues to lead souls to God. Let's start with the first one, shared by a viewer who began as an agnostic. Listen to this. To any Protestant or non-believer watching, at least you have been prompted or guided by the Holy Spirit and have an open mind. Absolutely true story of mine. An agnostic family, even making fun of superstitious religions, all of them. Cut a long story short, reading a book on Padre Pio, I began to wonder, is this crazy fiction or what? This was the days before Photoshop can distort pictures, so the photos, stigmata, etc. were taken at face value. Now here comes the fascinating part. I immediately smelled perfume. Not a whiff, but like a bottle under my nose. I ran from room to room looking for a broken bottle. Nothing. No wind, no broken bottle or perfume. Then, after a while, it disappeared. I sat down with the book again and turned the page. The next chapter's title, Celestial Perfume. I didn't know it then, but Padre Pio and a few saints gave off perfume without wearing perfume. And Padre Pio, of course, was already dead by then. Long story short again, I read much more, including Archbishop Fulton Sheen and the Catechism, and was baptized. That was 40 years ago. This great saint leads people to God and true worship. What an incredible journey. It's amazing how God can place us in situations where we can't deny that something miraculous has happened. And as we've seen time and time again, Padre Pio has a special way of reaching out to souls. Thank you, viewer, for sharing this powerful testimony. In these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith. Just like the viewer who shared his incredible testimony, once an agnostic who dismissed faith, only to be led to the truth through Padre Pio's intercession, countless souls continue to experience his guidance in their lives. By joining the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you invite this great saint's powerful intercession into your life through our Following Padre Pio apostolate. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual benefits, such as regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Padre Pio continues to lead souls to God. Will you take the next step and invite His grace and guidance into your life? Simply use the form below to set up your monthly gift and experience His powerful intercession firsthand. Now let's move on to our second testimony. This one comes from a woman who prefers to remain anonymous. She's a 44-year-old mother, a scientist working for her state government, and she has a powerful story to share. Listen to this. I became an active devotee of Saint Padre Pio sometime in 2014, but felt a calling to follow him way before that. In 2015, I had a massive rupture of an ectopic pregnancy. That's when a fertilized egg implants outside the uterus, typically in the fallopian tube, and causes it to burst, leading to potentially life-threatening complications. I was 35 years old, and my children were aged 8 and 6 years old. I knew I was dying, and how I made it to the hospital on time is a miracle in itself. I asked for a priest, and one came almost immediately. Another miracle. The priest came right into the operating room and began anointing me in the middle of the chaos. I was on the operating table, the doctors rushing to get me prepared and telling the priest to leave immediately. The anesthesiologist hurriedly trying to get me hooked to the heart monitor and yelling to the surgeon not to cut me yet as he was fidgeting with a syringe. It was chaotic. But in the middle of it all, I lay there thinking of my kids and how I was not yet ready to appear before the Father. I prayed to Saint Padre Pio to please help me and pray for me. This was my last conscious thought before I suddenly lost consciousness. I woke up to the voice of my husband calling my name and telling me that Saint Padre Pio says he should tell me he is praying for me. Imagine my surprise to hear those words. Over the next 3 days, all the nurses and doctors told me how lucky I was, but it was after I was discharged and recuperating at home that my husband told me the most amazing story. A little background. My husband and I met and got married in our 20s. Prior to these events, my husband was not really a religious person. He was raised in a strong Catholic family, but as an adult he became lukewarm, rarely even joined in family prayers, and was more interested in social life. I must admit I was beginning to get frustrated with him. Back to the events of that fateful night. It turns out that before the surgery could begin, I went into cardiac arrest and had to undergo CPR. After several minutes of CPR, the doctor, who is a family friend, came out to brief my husband on the turn of events. My husband said he immediately ran off to a corner and began to cry and pray loudly and calling on Padre Pio to come to my aid, because I was close to death, reminding Saint Pio that I was the one always talking about his miracles and how I was in need. My husband says he immediately heard a voice behind him, and turning around, he was face to face with a bearded priest in a hood who said to him these words: "Tell Neguemo I am praying for her." Neguemo is my tribal name. And he vanished. My husband, who prior to this did not even know what Saint Padre Pio looked like, was astounded, and the next thing he heard was the doctor yelling for the nurses to bring blood for transfusion and a whole flurry of activity in and around the operating room. Long story short, to the glory of God, I was saved. My husband became, and still is, fervent in his faith, and I cannot thank God enough for the gifts of Saint Padre Pio in the life of my family. His feast day, September 23rd, is celebrated in my household as our family feast day, and over the years, he has obtained many favors for my family. Thank you, and God bless. What an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing. These testimonies remind us that Padre Pio is still working, still guiding, still leading people to God. Now, if any of you watching have a personal experience to share, we'd love to hear it. You can share it, you can share your testimony in the comments below, or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.